Hi, I'm Dr. Felicia Mebbin, and this is Health Services Unplugged. For this episode, I tried something new. Live webcasting from Academy Health's 2015 annual research meeting, otherwise known as the ARM. I sat at a table on the second floor of the convention center in Minneapolis and invited attendees to sit and chat about their training, research interests, career insights, and of course, their ARM experience. Listen to these clips from that webcast and meet some of our awesome colleagues and students who are passionate about health services and policy and public health and research and helping people.
I know your name, and I know you've been doing Innovator and Residence,
yes,
right?
That's exactly what I'm doing. We're broadcasting live now on that website. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Tell us what you do at Academy Health.
Well, I worked at Academy Health for 20 years.
Okay.
And then left a few years ago to move to Colorado.
Okay. But it says Academy Health.
And I do consulting for Academy Health.
Oh, I see. I think Michael might have mentioned
probably
that.
Probably.
I see. So tell us.
So I tend to help out with to launch new projects until they get fully funded and fully staffed.
Oh, I see. So you're part of the sort of network of support, but you're not a full-time staff member right now.
Correct.
And so are you with another organization, or do you do
No,
you're an entrepreneur. Awesome. So tell us a little bit about your training and background to do what you do.
That's interesting. So I graduated college undergrad with a bachelor's of biology and philosophy.
Okay. And you're my second philosophy major today.
And I was very interested in health policy. And I had a friend's dad who hooked me up with Alice Hirsch work with her and be her intern. Okay. And so I really trained a lot under Alice and worked for Academy Health for about 8 years. It was AHSR at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with Alice, and we did lobbying, we did membership development, and it was just learning on the job.
That's great.
And then I did go back to graduate school and got a master's degree in healthcare administration.
I see. So that's a great point. So part of our target audience here are students or potential people who are interested in health services research. And people ask all the time, what degree should I get to be able to do that? And sometimes it's not about the degree. Sometimes it's about the experiences that you can get that enable you to contribute to the field in some way.
Sure.
So you can develop skills on the job. You don't necessarily have to train to be analytical or to design or to manage programs, for example.
Well, right, and I think careers and interests evolve over time and become influenced. The more you learn and experience, it channels you in a direction. And so lobbying and doing membership development, and AHSR was small, so everybody did everything, and you got exposed to all aspects of the organization, all aspects of the field, and that definitely influenced me when I ultimately went back to grad school and wanted to study health system administration. Not health policy, not research, but I was very interested in the organization of healthcare, at the operational level.
Right.
And I did go and work in hospital for a couple of years, and I'll say that was a bit of a frightening experience to get up close to the front line of healthcare. That experience was invaluable. I learned so much in such a short time, but I also learned that that wasn't for me as a career, that it was too close to the actual delivery of healthcare, that I preferred a bigger picture.
Sure.
I like talking more about policy than finances. It's evolved, and now with the way the workplace is, I'm able to consult from my basement and
in your pajamas, right? We know.
That's
what everybody says, right?
Right, and even though there's Skype can be a little fuzzy and blurry, trying to get away
yeah.
With,
maybe on purpose, or who knows?
Get away with not having, you just need to kind of be combed hair and from the face up. You don't necessarily have to be.
Yeah, who knows what I'm wearing below the belt here? It could be jeans, who knows?
So anyway, it's been a good transition for me, and that's the topic, is the sort of careers and...
There's no particular topic, it's more introducing participants at the ARM and the ARM experience. And at the same time, the podcast in general is one of the themes through it is advice to students or, you know, insights into like how people get into these careers. So that's not the top level theme, but it is a theme through it.
Well, it's really interesting to see how the annual meeting has evolved. I've been attending the annual meeting since 1992.
Oh, okay.
And there are some things that are the same, mm-hmm. you know, the sort mm-hmm. of enthusiasm and excitement and people meeting up with colleagues in person. And just a lot of, you know, positive. It has a vibe here that is unlike a lot of other professional meetings.
Okay.
But the thing that's different, I think, in the last few years, is so many students and young people mm-hmm. and new people to the field, and mm-hmm. I think that's really terrific.
Yeah, that's probably one reason why the vibe is so great, because students
they
tend to bring that energy and enthusiasm and whatnot. Well, thanks for being
very
nice. So I asked that because Michelle's name tag says American Association of Nurse Practitioners. So tell us, what do you do?
Well, I'm the Associate VP of Research with the Association.
Okay.
So I'm developing the research program.
Okay, that's great. But you're not a nurse.
No, I'm not.
So what's your training in background?
Public health and epidemiology.
Epidemiology. Yeah. So where did you do that?
Well, I did my master's at Albany.
Okay.
And then I'm in the PhD program at the University of Texas.
Oh, nice.
So,
students, awesome. So what year?
What year am I supposed to be done?
No, not done. I mean, because I'm not going to ask that. Now, what year are you in the PhD program?
Well, I should have been done this past spring, but I'm being extended for a year, so.
Okay. No shame in that, as long as you get it done.
Exactly.
Because nobody will ask you how long it took
you
once you get started. So that's great. So you're in the home stretch, basically.
Yes.
Doing that research.
Yes.
So what brings you to the ARM?
Well, a lot of it is just creating partnerships and finding collaborative projects with researchers.
Okay.
So
you're here to network and
a lot of networking.
Mm-hmm. So this isn't your first time here, then,
no,
right?
No.
So do you belong to any other associations?
So, well, as an organization, we are affiliated with HIMSS as well.
Okay, I don't know.
Health Information Management Systems Society.
Oh, okay. That's the first time I've heard of that one.
Oh, it's a huge conference. They have about 35,000 people.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. Left HIMSS, folks. Check it out.
Health IT.
Health IT. Oh, IT.
Yeah,
oh,
Health IT.
Okay. So. Got it. Mm-hmm. No wonder it's so big there.
Yes.
Yeah, I get that. Okay. So when do they have their initiative?
They're actually having it in Vegas at the end of February.
Ooh, that would be nice.
So, yeah.
So does it float around, or is it something
Well, because it's so big, they only can go four or five places. They're in Chicago this past year, so.
Nice. Okay. Well, thank you, Michelle, for stopping by.
Yeah,
I really appreciate you letting me rope you into that.
Sure, not a problem.
So that was my introduction,
okay.
So why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay. My name is Sarah Martin Anderson.
Okay.
I'm an assistant professor of health services research at the University of Missouri in Kansas City.
Nice.
The Henry W. Block School of Management.
Okay.
Which is a weird thing because it's a business, it's kind of a business school.
Okay.
But
okay.
I'm in a Department of Public Affairs, Public Policy. So I have all these strange interdisciplinary, and I have a joint appointment school of medicine. So
nice.
I have all this weird stuff going on.
Okay.
I'm early career.
Okay.
So I'm actually here as a presidential scholarship recipient.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. So that's for new health services researchers. This is my first
Woo-hoo!
Academy Health.
See, and you don't have the first timer.
Yeah,
okay.
I do have a bachelor's.
Well, now everybody
stuff.
Knows, so.
Get your first timer thing. I hope they let me in the reception or later.
Yeah,
I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, you'll be on the
list. Yeah, so that's me.
Okay.
This is my first time to this conference,
right.
And so I'm very impressed so far, and I don't get impressed easily.
Okay.
Because it's a medium-sized conference.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a ton of sessions, which means the quality is really high, mm-hmm. and you get a lot of time to think about the things that you're hearing,
mm-hmm.
which isn't the way it is at all. A lot of, you know, health
conferences. Some of the bigger ones. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm very much enjoying myself. And I used to live in Minneapolis for a short amount of time.
Nice.
So it's really nice to come back
sure.
and see it. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you have, still have colleagues or friends in the area?
Yeah. Godparents of my children.
There you go.
I married a North Dakotan. I'm a Californian, so he has a lot of people in Minneapolis,
sure.
of course.
Right. Yeah, no, that's one of the, I was sort of sharing with the folks that's one of the advantages of connecting with organizations and going to the ARMS, because then you get to travel around the country a bit and meet people, and it's always the best when you know people in the area.
Yeah.
So tell us about a project that you're working on.
There's a lot. Interesting things.
Sure.
So I do a lot of social determinants of health work.
Okay.
And I'm also...
And so if you could, for someone
sure.
who might not know what that means.
Sure. The whole rest of everything that isn't healthcare. So we say, you know, it's 40% of your health is determined by where you live and social and economic conditions,
mm-hmm.
And then another 30 by behavior. You throw in some genetics and then a little bit of healthcare,
mm-hmm.
And health insurance. So I focus on that big part of the pie.
Okay.
So housing, wages, transportation. I'm really interested in federal nutrition policies. So
okay.
kind of how our environment is shaped by public policy.
Sure.
My degree is in policy. So your environment shapes your, is shaped by policy, and that determines the choices that you are able to make. So we don't all have free choice because some of us have constrained choices. So
right.
I'm doing a really cool project partnering with the City Housing Authority and a local private developer, like for-profit developer.
Oh, okay.
They are doing a lot of inclusionary zoning. So you have, you know, Section 8 houses in the same apartment building as a market rate. And I'm looking at social capital within the building. So do people mix? Basically, are they integrated communities, or are they just two communities in the same building in parallel?
Oh, sure. Right.
Right. So,
and by integrated, we mean, you know, all the Section 8 housing people, do they associate with each
exactly,
other or live
exactly.
in the same, versus even though they're in the same building?
Right.
Are they mixing
absolutely.
Across the,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And so we've designed a health intervention just kind of as a... It's not really about the health screenings. It's actually kind of about the bringing people together. Don't tell them. Hopefully they're not watching this podcast.
At least not until later.
They've already gone through half the game, so we're okay. So we baseline, we study their social capital and their health efficacy. So whether they trust doctors, whether they think they can talk to their neighbors about
mm-hmm.
their conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see. We'll see if there's any change. In. And so we're actually mapping the social networks of this one building just
right.
as a pilot. So
cool.
That's, I have a lot going
that's
on.
True.
When you do that kind of work, you get to do something different every day.
Right.
That's what
right.
I really love.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
You know,
I mean, I'm not surprised that I have an undergraduate business degree and then master's in health policy and PhD in health policy. And I worked at PEG for the summer. So the practical
okay.
I did for my health policy master's program, I convinced them that I can go to PEG
yeah.
and do so the
yeah.
you know, Department of Housing and Urban Development. So I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if I could do, and what I love about this is there's so many options, so many possibilities. I love this conference for
mm-hmm.
that reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very interested in birth, actually the birth process. My dissertation was on breastfeeding.
Interesting.
So when the keynote for the plenary said, if we could do no more research, like, what would you want people
right,
to know?
Right.
I kept thinking about that as he was talking and thinking about early life matters,
mm-hmm.
pregnancy matters,
mm-hmm.
birth matters,
mm-hmm.
like, your first year matters. And that, to me, would be just, like, the constant
that would be the core.
Mantra. So I hope that that's where I'm hoping to go as I'm moving forward, and I'm hoping
sure.
that happens.
Sure.
But, yeah.
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 Yeah, no, I mean, I know that the field is very interesting because coming from a school of public health, I always just assume that health services and business and all that is public health, but some people don't think of it that way, so there are movements to integrate
okay,
all of these
right.
things that you're talking
yeah.
about together,
yeah.
and that is public health to
yeah.
me anyway. So so it's great to see your enthusiasm and sort of passion about doing that, because that's what we need.
Yep, I agree.
Great.
I agree.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Because it's really great to hear from people at different levels and sort of...
I am stealing this idea. I will be at the public policy conference with my own webcast. My own, like, I'm going to take this idea.
Well, if you want, I can work with you on it.
I'll reach out for sure.
Please
That'd
do.
Be really fun.
Because that's kind of what I do. You need ways to work with people on doing these kind of things.
That'd be really
I've already learned a lot, so I can share.
Okay.
Thanks again to all the 2015 Academy Health Annual Research Meeting webcast guests, and thanks to you for listening in. You can join in with your comments and other feedback and find links to more about these guests at healthservicesunplugged.info. Health Services Unplugged is presented by Academy Health with support from Kaiser Permanente and produced by me, Dr. Felicia Mebbin, and executive producer, Dr. Imani Cheers, with music by Dr. Cheryl Mebbin. You can learn more about this project and the rest of Academy Health at academyhealth.org.